Thank you, everybody, for joining us. I'm Alan Seal from the Center for Transformational Presence at transformationalpresence.org. It's wonderful to have you here today. And Mark Vandenhine, to thank you so much for being with us again today for the second part of this Being Entrepreneur Dialogue. For those who were not with us,
thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. For those of you who were not with us on the first call last week, Mark is the co-founder of a global assessment and coaching organization called Being at Full Potential. He helps leaders in business, nonprofits, and government access and unlock the full human potential of their organizations, which requires a lot of translating of a sort of new emerging organizational paradigms into concrete, relevant, and easy to understand solutions for the realities that today's executives are facing. As an innovator, Mark is really bridging these two worlds, and through this process, these last 4 years of embarking on his own journey, he's really learned very valuable lessons about what it takes to succeed as a being entrepreneur. And last week, we explored those insights, and now in this second hour, Mark will introduce to us a framework that hopefully will make it easier for all of us to also navigate that adventurous path of the being entrepreneur. Mark, as we get started, I'd love to first just again welcome you and to publicly thank you for all you are doing in the world and for being such a vital part of the Transformational Presence community on a global level. You've really stepped forward and taken a lead on so many things and are really just supporting this community in an extraordinary way. So thank you very much for who you are and what you're bringing to the world.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you for the nice introduction.
Maybe you can,
and welcome.
Hi. Yeah, absolutely. Maybe you can create kind of a bridge for us from our call last week, kind of recapping those important insights that came from those first 4 years.
Yes, no problem. So there's kind of three key lessons that stand out, I guess, from what I shared yesterday or last week. And the first one was very, very important for me, was realizing the difference between success, feeling success as an entrepreneur, and having a successful or sustainable business. For a long time, I, at least for the first year or two, I was kind of bundling those two together. So success and sustainability were kind of one and the same. And at some point I realized that it didn't have to be that way. And that was very, very empowering, that I could be successful without necessarily having a sustainable business at that point in time. Realizing full well that the sustainability is important, but that it doesn't necessarily have to come at the same, you know, at the beginning or even within the first couple of years. So that was one thing that was very helpful for me. The second one was realizing that as a being entrepreneur, there's a high chance that what I am being called to do and the things that I want to bring to the world are not yet fully acknowledged as being a need in the marketplace. One of the very important things for me is to accept that it's my responsibility to bring these bigger ideas and make them accessible and relevant to the target audience. So really building that bridge. And what I realize is that the more challenging this appears to be, the more room there actually is for creativity and innovation. And again, that's been a very empowering realization. And then last, finally, I just want to say that honoring our past experiences, even if we don't necessarily see how they can help us in the new path that we're creating, I'm starting to kind of be able to connect the dot and see that different things that I've done, how they're enabling me to create what I'm creating now and doing the work that I'm doing now, and often in very surprising and unexpected ways. And in a similar way, honoring, the process and the pain and the frustration and the challenges that come up and trying to see the gift in them and the opportunities and the learning in them. which is that's a constant process, obviously. So those are the things that really stand out for me.
You know, I just want to highlight a couple of those things, Mark, that feel so important to me. This whole thing about success versus sustainability, it's like giving ourselves time and space to realize that as things may be successful or we may feel successful, especially you talked a lot last week about that inner sense of success and redefining success for yourself, so that we may be feeling very successful in how things are unfolding, without it necessarily yet being sustainable, and to not put ourselves under that pressure that, you know, it's going to take some time before it actually evolves into a fully sustainable business. And yet, even though it's not yet fully sustainable, it may still be very successful. I just want to point that up again because, to me, that was a really huge piece that you were bringing forward last week. And then this other piece about the more challenging things appear to be, the more room there is for creativity and innovation. You know, it's so easy to get discouraged by the challenges and discouraged when it feels like nobody understands what I'm talking about, or nobody, I so believe in these big concepts I'm wanting to bring to the world, but nobody quite gets them. So I just love how you point up that the challenges are invitations. They're just messages that something needs to be a little different, or how we're presenting it, more creativity and innovation. So you really are continuing to move everything towards that invitation and invite us on forward. So thank you for that. Well, so this week we're talking about this framework that you've developed. So tell us about that, and, you know, let's move on into that part of this discussion.
Okay, great. So, I mean, I didn't start off with a framework. Let me just say that up front. When I started on this journey 4 years ago, I had no idea how that journey was going to unfold. But I guess now that I can look back, you know, on a still relatively short period, I've been able to see that there is a certain trajectory that I have gone down, and at some point it kind of appeared into a, you know, very simple 2x2 framework, and now that I realize that, I kind of can see that maybe this is also relevant for other people who are on the journey. You know, maybe it can help them to see, okay, there is a flow to this. There is a certain, you know, process that I'm going through, and it can be helpful to see, okay, now I'm here in this process now, and that means that I'm, you know, it's likely that I'm facing these kinds of, you know, that I'm in this phase, facing these kind of challenges, you know, having these kinds of opportunities open up, this is what I'll be presenting. I think because we cannot share anything visually on this call, what I would like to do is just invite people to take a pen and paper, and draw it. It's very simple. There's two axes. So I'll just give people a second to take a pen and paper. So there's two axes. There's a vertical axis. So just draw a vertical line, and on the top explore. So that's one end of the axis is explore, and on the bottom, the other end of the axis, the vertical axis is respond. So vertical axis. Explore, respond. And then the horizontal axis, which cuts it in the middle of the vertical axis, is on the left-hand side, it's inner, and on the outer side, on the right-hand side of the vertical axis, it's outer. So vertical axis, inner, outer.
So we're just creating four quadrants here.
Horizontal axis, inner, outer, vertical axis, explore, respond. So there's four quadrants. The top left quadrant, maybe we can just put a 1 in there. The bottom left quadrant, put a 2. The top right quadrant, put a 3. And then the bottom right quadrant, a 4. So So I'll just leave it at there, and maybe we can just do a quick check-in and see if anybody has a question.
If you have a question, just press 1 on your phone or keypad, and we'll give you the microphone just to make sure that everybody's getting their drawing here. Like it's all clear, Mark.
Okay. Great. So, yeah, I mean, I'll should I just kind of go through the different different phases?
Yeah, let's start with number 1 in that upper left quadrant and inner explore.
Okay. So the upper left quadrant, inner explore. So for me, this was a moment when it was basically all the internal work that was happening, and the internal work obviously it's ongoing and never stops. But this was a period where I was it was all happening inside. It was about discovering, you know, my deeper values. It was discovering my life vision, my purpose. It was about just really understanding my role in the world and what I'm being called to do. I'm not taking any action yet. I'm talking to maybe some very close people around me, but definitely not very broadly. It's you know, it's very much kind of myself, my world, and it's a certain energy that's building. You know, I can feel that it is leading somewhere. I can feel that this is the right path for me to go down. But I have no idea exactly what it looks like, you know. The one thing I knew is that probably from a career point of view, I needed to make a change. That was relatively clear. But from all other aspects of my life, I had no idea what needed to change or how it was going to happen. None of that.
Well, no, I was just going to, since you're talking about the career, you're recognizing that something was going to need to happen there. So what was going on inside of you around that? I mean, I can imagine that maybe there was this big combination of excitement and fear and oh, my God, what am I doing? And, yes, this is right. And, you know, I think a lot of us experience a whole jumble of things there. Can you talk a little bit about what that was?
You know, on the one hand, there was huge clarity that was coming through. It was like, okay, now I understand why I've felt this way in these kind of work circumstances, for example. Or now I understand why I've thrived in that team, you know, that enabled me to, you know, to work on these kinds of projects. So I could really start to see, you know, why I was thriving in certain circumstances and why I was really struggling in other circumstances. And it was no longer kind of a random thing anymore. It was really, I was starting to see, okay, it's because when I'm thriving, it's because it's really aligned with who I am and my unique gifts and talents and my strengths and these things. So I on the one hand, I started to get a lot more clarity, and on the other hand, there was a lot of chaos as well, because I just didn't know what to do with all this information, really. And, you know, I eventually did start taking some steps, but it was in that first phase. There was clarity and confusion. So, yeah.
Great. Thank you.
So, maybe just moving on to the next quadrant, because at one point there was enough understanding and energy and confidence that was building up, and it started to flow out, or I started to take action on it, put it that way, and it came a little, you know, it was in work. I started to get more involved in coaching. I started to see opportunities for me to bring coaching into different aspects of the job that I was in at the time. But the big thing was at one point realizing that there was only so much I could do within that environment, and that I needed to move out of that environment and create a new environment for myself. And that was a big, big step, obviously. And that was a big response, you know, a response to this inner discovery that I had made. So I left the work that I was doing, and I set out to create my coaching business back in January 2010. And what's interesting is that I started that with a huge amount of energy, and I would say I was quite naive in a way. I was fresh. I had lots of ideas. I had great intentions on how I was going to help to evolve the business world. But I was still very much talking about it from my inner place, so from where I was. And I wasn't paying a lot of attention to where other people were. So as a consequence, it was not always easy to engage people on these kinds of topics and conversations. I'll just kind of stop there if you have any.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Question or
then,
comment.
When you were you were excited, you were moving ahead with what inside of yourself, with what you were feeling called to, and then you started talking about things at work. You started making these changes as you're talking about. Can you talk a little bit more about that space in which you're recognizing, or maybe not even yet recognizing, that what I'm saying isn't landing? It's not, you know, we're not making that connection across. I'm curious about that sort of bridge that you made inside of yourself to, we're not all the way to the outer world yet, but I don't know, there's just feels like there's some other bridge there. Is that making any sense?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm
mm-hmm.
asking? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I remember people could see the excitement in me. You know, I was brimming with enthusiasm and excitement and a deep conviction, and that would come across. So I would go out and I would talk to people, and I would talk about you know, my experience in the business world and my vision of where it could go to. So I had some quite clear ideas on what the transformation looked like, and I had some ideas on the role that I could play. But I think, you know, language-wise and just overall, the ideas were very, very stretched for the mainstream business person who I was talking to and who I felt I wanted to serve, you know, and I wanted to work with. So what happened a lot is that people would really acknowledge my enthusiasm and say, "Wow, you know, there's something very powerful and exciting that is coming through, but you know I'm not ready for it, or I don't fully understand it, or and it wasn't in a kind of a negative way. It was just you know that's where they were, and they were being very open about that too. So you know there was some connection, but there wasn't a okay, let's go and do this, you know. Yes, I need this. I can see how this is going to help me move forward. Let's go and create a project together. So there wasn't that, you know, at least not, you know, most of the time. And what happened is there was a risk that I would. And, you know, I did for a while go down the path of saying, okay, you know, maybe I put this work, this calling work aside, and I go down the path of doing other work, you know, as an entrepreneur that is, you know, where people are saying, you know, I'm not ready for this, but I would love you to come in and do this for us. So there was a pull there, and there was a a choice I had to make. You know, do I go down that road, or do I stay true to what I set out to do? And that was the point. You know, at the lower right-hand quadrant, this inner response, I came to a point where I was feeling stuck in a way, stuck on the path that I was on, and with this choice of, okay, do I dilute this or do I go down and do something else? And that was a very, very difficult and challenging moment, about a year and a half into the journey.
I just really want to highlight what you're saying right now, because I think this is, I mean, certainly I've been there. I think many of us have been in that place of, okay, do I just sort of do what they're asking for? And because there's stuff that I'm good at, there are things that I can do. Or do I really stay with my vision? Do I really stay with what I'm called to? And, is there some place in between? What is that? I mean, I think all of us have our own variation on that story, and I really appreciate you being so open about that.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
you said you got stuck. Well, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I look back on that now as such a turning point moment, a very painful moment. Physically, I can still remember that. But such a turning point.
What allowed the turning point?
Yeah. I thought I had the solution, and I thought I was ready. And the turning point for me was realizing that I can stay on my path. And in order to stay on the path, I need to first acknowledge that I don't have the solutions. I don't have the answers. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'm not fully ready to step into the role that I'm meant to step into. And that was a very vulnerable moment, but it was also and I'm now linking it to the what we learn with you in the transformational presence coach training at the time. It was right when we were learning about the wave and the particle, so the particle being the form, and the wave being the energy. And what I realized, and it helped me realize it, was that I was too stuck in the form. In, you know, the program needs to be like this, and I need to talk about it like this, and this is the solution for, you know, my potential clients. And letting go of that and saying, okay, I'm going to move back into the energy of transformation. I'm going to move back into the energy of making a difference in the business world. I'm going to move back into the energy of how do I truly serve this target audience that I'm going after. And that was a huge, that really opened up so much. And that is actually the point where I went from the inner response, so the lower left-hand quadrant, to the top right-hand quadrant, which I've called outer explore. So that shift was huge. And essentially, I went back into exploration, discovery, with much greater focus on the outside world, and in my case, the target audience.
So can I just point something up here that really seems so significant to me, that when you said something about, I went back to the business world, but from a place of how can I serve? And I feel like that maybe what you're saying there, I want to get clear about this for myself, is it that, yes, I went back to the business world, but not just to go back to whatever they wanted me to do and however they wanted me to be, but rather I went back to say, how can I just serve here without thinking I know already what that service is? Is that, am I hearing you correctly with that? Because that's huge. It's going back to that world, but yet and letting go of what I think it's supposed to look like, and completely from that place of service. That's just a really extraordinary shift.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't happen overnight, but there was very significant. there was one very significant moment that will stay with me. And this was, I won't go into the whole story because it's quite a long story. But essentially, what opened up for me was the idea of, you know, just to make this discovery concrete. You know, what does exploring and discovery look like? Well, for me, it ended up looking like going and creating a film. Or a research project around the concept of heart in business. Heart in business, I felt, was kind of the big overall theme that was creeping into the mainstream language. The word heart. You know, we need to work with more heart. We need to put more heart into what we're doing. You know, so that word was kind of creeping in, And so my kind of overall idea was, okay, how do we take this heart in business, which is kind of already at the bridge of these two worlds, and help people understand what that really, really means? Because the word is used a lot. But do we really understand what that means? And for me, that was a huge question as well. It was like, wow, do I really understand what that means, you know, fully? And so then what ended up opening up there was the idea of creating a film in which I interview a number of different people, all with different backgrounds and different areas of expertise around that topic, and create a story, a little film that tells that story of heart and business. What is it? How does it benefit business? What does it look like? Trying to make it more concrete. And sure enough, from the moment that idea came, which was back in, I think it was like December 2010, I had the film done by the summer of 2011. So basically 6-7 months. So many things came together in incredible, incredible ways for that to happen. Including the interview with you, of course, but a number of other different people and a number of filmmakers that decided they wanted to help me on this project. That was, you know, and the intention was, okay, let's create some content, let's create a video, let's, for me, become more of a, develop more credibility in this area in doing that, develop some expertise. And then use that to go to business and say, listen, I've done a research project. I've, you know, around this topic, which I know is becoming more relevant. And there are a lot of misunderstandings. So here's my attempt to bring more clarity into what that means as a way to engage, as a way to open the dialogue, to start the conversation, to gain and earn the trust, which is, you know, I realize how important that was as well.
And as you were in this process, and I remember so clearly the day that you were here when we were doing the interview, and you talking to me about this film before, you know, as you were starting the project and then seeing it all the way through to the beautiful film that it is now, through this whole transformation that was happening inside of you, how was your relationship to the external world shifting, to the business world shifting? What was happening in your relationship there to that world?
Well, this comes back to what we talked about in the very beginning around success, what success is. And I'd started, it was around then that I had just started to define success in very different ways. Because I knew that, you know, creating a film, et cetera, you know, it was going to take up almost 100% of my time and there would be no income. So I had to kind of write off the sustainability piece for a while. It was a choice.
Yeah.
That created the opportunity for me to think about success in a deeper way. And what came for me was defining success as how well am I able to engage people? How well am I able to open up a conversation? And I was realizing that the film was actually helping me do that very, very well. So my relationship with the outside world, it strengthened. It was something that there was more trust, there was more respect in a way too. Of, you know, this guy, he's gone and done his homework. You know, he doesn't just talk about it, but he's actually stepping into it and living it. And what I also realized is as I was creating this film and as I was learning about heart and business, I was actually starting to apply those ideas in the way that I was running my own business and starting to live them. And I think that people felt that. People felt that I wasn't just talking about something, but I was living it, and it was reflecting in those relationships.
Wonderful. It's wonderful. I'm so struck by your the sense of service inside of you and this willingness to just be with, I know that this is the path, and you talked a little bit last week already about how you were in a circumstance where you didn't have to make a lot of money for a short period of time. You had a little flexibility around that. And so you were able to just say, this is what I'm called to, and you just followed that call. And it's just so beautiful how you are continuing to describe this whole process. And my respect and admiration for you and how you just said, you're just, in my own words of how it was for me a number of years ago, just say yes to the service you're being asked for. And I feel like that you just kept paying attention and saying yes to what the world was asking you for in the really bigger sense, and this whole heart and business, what that was asking you for. It's beautiful. Well, take us into the is it time to move into the fourth quadrant? Okay, so take us there.
So this is really about and again, there was quite a specific moment when this shift happened, and I usually notice for me that it's at the beginning of a calendar year. So a lot of these transitions happen, December, January period for me. I've realized that, and this one, this last shift, is really about saying, okay, now I've developed certain amount of credibility, trust, relationship, understanding of the topic, many more ideas on what the implications are. I've learned how to talk about it more effectively. And now I need to, now it's about creating solutions. Now it's about creating offerings, very tangible thing. Now it's about moving into form. And creating those offerings that people can say yes to, and they can sign up to, and you can get a project, and you can get paid for it, and the sustainability piece starts to kick in. Starts to kick in at this point. So from the research, what that triggered, all the insights, it allowed me to build a framework, a conceptual framework, on an alternate paradigm of organizational performance, organizational success. And from that framework, again, based on my market research background, 10 years market research, I was able to create, together with my partner Sujit, an assessment tool. So a very, very concrete, quantitative measurement tool for organizations to measure the human potential in their business, in their organizations. So actually to put a number and be able to say, we're operating at 60% of our human potential, of our human potential. So there's 40% of our human capital that is unutilized. And here are the drivers to help us move from 60 to 80. These are the specific areas that we need to focus on and put our attention onto in order to make that step change in utilizing the full potential of our organization. So going on that development journey, it took about a year to create this this tool, and it was a lot of fun, and it was one of those things where I was like, wow, I'm so grateful for my market research background, and I'm so grateful for that piece that happened to me, you know, 5 years ago, and that thing that happened 3 years ago, and all these things came together, you know, to help us create this. And one thing led to another. So once we had the tool ready on our side, I think a few weeks later, we had a pilot opportunity. We piloted. It was very successful. We analyzed and deployed that. And then we said, okay, now we're ready to take this out to the market, to launch it. And very quickly after, you know, a number of other projects opened up. And so it's off now. It's up and running. And this tool is just a starting point. You know, it's just a way of putting numbers on the table, but that doesn't create change, right? It's the conversations that happen afterwards, it's the programs that are put in place afterwards, it's the whole picture that helps companies move forward. And that's what we're offering now with being at full potential. So it's, you know, for me, that is really, okay, now responding based on the outer needs and the outer world and where they're at, and coming with very concrete, tangible solutions.
So the tool itself is just a door opener, in a sense. I mean,
it's a door opener. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a means to an end. It's a, you know, it's a way of meeting people in their comfort zone, but providing very, you know, putting some very stretch data on the table. So it's not the typical data points that they will see. You know, they'll be seeing some very different measures, some very different things being measured that will open up very different conversations. But a tool is what people are comfortable with. You know,
yeah.
As long as you're dealing with numbers, they say, okay, yeah, I'll listen to numbers. And that's my audience, right? That's my target audience.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was, for a long time, I was very resistant to that. I was like, no. Transformation, you know, it's something that you can't bring numbers to it. You know, it's more fluid. It's, you know, you can't. And I did resist that for some time.
You know, you talked at the beginning of the call today and also last week back to this whole success thing and redefining success for yourself. And now you've just said a moment ago, we've gotten this off the ground, and it was the initial launch was very successful, and now it's being successful, and you've used that word success and successful several times. So tell me what that's meaning to you now in the context of where you are now.
You know, it hasn't really changed. It hasn't changed because it still is about opening minds and opening hearts. You know, last week I shared that was my calling. You know, that's what my work is about. It's about opening people up to new insights, new ideas. And when I mention the word successful, it's because, you know, our pilot was able to do that. And for me, that was a validation that this tool is powerful, because it actually did create shifts in the way people think about their organization.
And
it continues to.
And if the organization were to say now that this was successful for them, it sounds like that some things are moving and shifting and happening in those organizations. And so how would they then label or define success in how they're working with you?
How they would label success? I would hope that they would also label it based on you know, the longer term journey that they're going on versus, you know, versus seeing the business results of the changes they're making right away, you know, like that they realize that this is a process and that they can put their measures in a little bit different places than maybe they would typically do. So put a measure more into, you know, are people coming into work, you know, with more smiles, or are they coming up, you know, are we seeing more creative projects come through the pipeline? You know, I think that's something that you can start to see fairly quickly. They may not yet have translated into a bottom line improvement, but if you can put your focus on these things, you know, are people more engaged? Are they happier? Are more creative things coming through in the projects that are being created? Then I think, you know, you can start talking about success quite early on in with this work.
So it sounds like there's a real invitation to the organizations to also redefine the meaning of success for themselves, whether or not that is articulated in the beginning, I mean, actually spoken about. It sounds like that the whole process here is also offering an incredible opportunity for them to redefine success for themselves, or perhaps I should say to expand their definition of success.
Yeah, expand, absolutely, yes. Oh, yeah, that's a big part of this, for sure. It's a very big part of this, you know. It's, I think one of the big shifts that is taking place but needs to really take place is a move from, you know, focusing all of our attention on the short term, or 90% of our attention onto the short term, to a more balanced approach where, you know, we have at least 50% of our attention on the longer term visions and longer term project, longer term goals. You know, we can't take our eye off the short term, you know, that's for sure, but a more balanced approach to it. I think that's a big, big change that's wanting to happen in the business world.
Mm. You know, Mark, we have lots of people on the call here who are from the Transformational Presence community, and I mean, you've been on a journey, an awareness journey, and consciousness journey for a long time. Certainly, your journey has been much bigger than just Transformational Presence. But I'm wondering if you could just speak a moment about what is the work at the Center for Transformational Presence? What is that meant, or the concepts of Transformational Presence? How has that impacted or informed any part of this journey that you're talking to us about?
I would actually say, what has it not informed?
Okay.
To be very honest,
I think we have so many people from the community here who are, you know, maybe wondering, especially people who are relatively new in the community, what difference is this making, you know? So, yeah, please, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, the, you know, a very big one is the one I talked about before around, you know, the moving from form to energy, but doing that very consciously, and realizing that I'd got stuck in the form, and that whole process of letting go of that and finding that vulnerability, and stepping into a place of not knowing and discovery and finding out what that looks like for me. I mean, that was a whole shift in my presence. That was hugely transformational. Not just for me, but for everybody that I was coming in touch with afterwards, because they felt it. They felt it, and that's what changed the relationships. That's what enabled me to build trust and credibility, was that change in presence. So I think the journey that I've been on is a great example of the power of our presence and our ability to create different realities by changing who we are and how we show up. Absolutely.
Thank you. That's a beautiful message you're bringing. Well, Mark, is there something else we should talk about before we open it up? I'm just conscious of our time. We have about 12 minutes left.
Yeah, I'd love to open up for some questions. Yeah, absolutely.
Great, great. So anyone who has a question or a comment, we'd love to hear from you. Just press 1 on your telephone or keypad, and I'll give you the microphone to speak. Please don't be shy. Who has a question for Mark? Something you'd like to understand more about this model, his process? So, Suzanne, you have the microphone. Suzanne, are you there? We can't hear you. You're on mute on yourself, on your own line. We can't hear you, Suzanne. I'm sorry. Let's go to Odile, and we'll come back to you, Suzanne, and see if we can connect. Odile, you have the microphone.
Yes. Hi, Mark. My question, my curiosity is about your system of measurement. And because in the field of coaching and leadership, there are many, many tools. So I would like to know more about the tools you have developed, and it's based on GPLC probably, and if you include psychology or only an analytic question, I don't know.
Okay, thank you. So about the measurement, the tool, the measurement
yes.
tool. It's I think the you know it like I was explaining, it started from a conceptual framework level, so I won't go into the details of the framework now because that would take too long, but essentially there's three pillars or four pillars actually that lead to a full potential organization, you know, and these are essentially hypotheses, right? These are based on our experience. It's based on the hardened business learnings. It's based on, you know, everything that kind of helped us to get to that point. So, you know, but it's still a hypothesis. Within each of these pillars, there are a number of vectors. So, you know, aspects of that pillar that drive it, you know, that contribute to it. And within each of these vectors, there's maybe five or, you know, between 5 and 10 very specific questions that are written in a way that people can easily respond to. And that's what people see in the survey. So it's specific questions that have derived from a conceptual model. And I'm not going to go into more detail now, but I could definitely do that with you offline if you want, or with anybody else who, you know, would be interested to know more about this. But that was a very, very interesting process of saying, okay, how do we take some of these concepts? Like, okay, I'm just giving you an example. Like play. Play is one of the vectors that we believe is key to inspiration, to bringing creating a more inspiring workplace. Play. So then we had to go and say, okay, now what would we ask people specifically in order to come up with a measurement for play? What 5 or 6 questions would we ask that would then help us to say, okay, this person is scoring very high on the play vector. Another example is vulnerability or not knowing. You know, that's another key vector for one of the pillars. So what questions would we ask to be able to measure vulnerability in an organization? And of course, when we create the questions, you have to write them in ways that are non-judgmental, that people, you know, don't feel like that's the right answer, this is the wrong answer kind of thing. So they have to be very neutral, but at the same time, very, very specific. And that's a very fun challenge.
Thank you.
You You know, Odile, thank you for that question. And Mark, I kind of have a follow-up question for that. I know that, you're in Zurich, and I'm curious about how you are finding, are there particular cultures that are responding really well to this, whether that is countries or niches within the business community or the corporate world? I believe you had one project with a Dutch company. I'm just curious what if you're noticing some cultures more open than others, or how that's working.
Yeah, it's interesting because we definitely haven't been in every culture yet, but we have had a North American and a Dutch, like you said, and then now we're working with a much more global organization, so people from based in many different countries, and each time it seems to resonate. People, it's been quite amazing. It doesn't seem that there are much cultural differences, that some people say, oh, that really resonates with me, and other people kind of say, no, that's totally not relevant right now. So it does seem to be touching kind of universal things, And the other interesting response we've gotten, which is very encouraging for me, is that, and I've taken a lot of questionnaires in my lifetime, and that are not very fun, but we're actually hearing from people that taking the questionnaire is very fun in itself, and very interesting because it many of the questions kind of are different, and they get people kind of thinking like, oh yeah, I never thought of really about that. About my own life in that way, or about my job and my career or my position in that way. And so it's actually triggering that kind of reflection, and people step out of it and saying, yeah, that was interesting. I learned something, and it was quite fun to do. So for me, that's the greatest kind of acknowledgement, I guess, or yeah.
Absolutely. I love that it's really having a universal appeal, I kind of suspected that it might be, but I thought still that was an interesting thing to ask about since you're working across different countries and different cultures. So thank you for that. Suzanne, you still have the microphone if we can hear you. Nope, nothing's coming through. Sorry about that. Let's go to Rebecca. You have the microphone.
Hi there. Hi, Mark. I'm really looking forward to meeting you. I would love to hear more about the four pillars as well, so maybe that's another call. I'm sure there are a lot of us that want to hear more about that. Two things that really strike me is that your clarity and confidence and enthusiasm when you became really engaged, that was very compelling to your clients, and that engagement in the workplace seems to be a huge predictor of positive outcomes, and your willingness to just put that out there. So can you comment at all about if you were intentional about focusing on employee engagement?
Employee engagement, yes. I mean, that has always been a big part of it. But I think the bigger thing is, I'm just saying bigger, I'm not sure exactly how it fits, but the thing at the origin was the realization that there, the feeling that there's huge untapped potential, human potential in organizations. And that just came from my experience, from observation. And I think that was really the trigger is how do you reawaken that? And I also know that a lot of business leaders, realize this and would agree to this. And they say, yes, there is so much more potential there, but we just don't know we don't really know where to start, what that looks like. So engagement is a part of the model, but it's not all of it. There are other aspects as well, but certainly as an output, or as a result, how engaged people are. I think that you know, that's a kind of outcome, you know, that you would look at. Are people showing up more engaged? Are they happier to come to work? Are they more excited to be at work? These things are outcomes, I think, yeah, results of changes that have been made.
Okay.
Not sure if that really answers your question, though.
Well, it just starts another whole dialogue.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
So I would be very open and would love to, you know, if there are more specific questions on this human potential tool and model behind it, I'd be very happy to set up a follow-up call and go through that in more detail.
Let's just take a quick poll about that, actually, Mark. Just if that is something that would interest you, please just press 2 on your phone or keypad, just so we get a sense of, is that something people would really like? Okay, yeah, the board is lighting up here, so that's great to know. Thank you very much for that, Mark. I just have a quick follow-up question then to kind of put everything that's been said here, Mark. And is this tool available for others to use, or is it a tool that only you and Sujit are using right now in your company?
So part of our model is part of the business model that we want to create is actually to allow others to use the tool, because you know our intention is to have as much impact as possible, to reach as many people as possible with some of these things, and you know we realize that there are a lot of people, coaches who are working with businesses, consultants that are working with businesses. You know, I think as long as they also believe that the human aspect is the next frontier, essentially, or the next big breakthrough for unlocking value in organizations. You know, I think if people are there, then, you know, we want to work with them and we can provide them with everything they need to be able to introduce and bring this tool to their clients. That's the model, is to have agents that can use this tool in their own work as well.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Well,
yeah.
Mark, you and I can talk about then perhaps some follow-up possibility here. And thank you so much, Mark, for being with us and just the wisdom and experience and the story and the heart that you have brought to us last week and this week. It's been a really wonderful thing to have these dialogues with you.
It's been a real pleasure. I've enjoyed every bit of it, and thank you for this great opportunity, and thank you for everyone for connecting in and supporting me in a way, because I think that's part of this as well, is to be able to share this knowledge it feels like a form of support and acknowledgement that I'm on the right track. So thank you very much for that.
Wonderful. Thank you, everyone, for being with us today. And please just stop into our website, transformationalpresence.org, to see about things that are coming up. And you can check on the calendar page for things that are coming up. If you're not yet on our newsletter list and would like to be, you can sign up for that. And we look forward to continuing to have you with us here in the Center for Transformational Presence in our community. Thanks again, Mark. Thanks to everyone. And take care. Bye-bye.